jostling alongside a Japanese whaling trawler for 138 days. This was Gilly Graham's experience of the Southern Ocean, a long way from the beach near her Ramsgate home.
We all have one life. So many people spend every day just doing mediocre things. This is something that's so important. The oceans are so important.
Commercial whaling is illegal, but whaling for scientific purposes is allowed. Gilly and her Sea Shepherd crew members didn't trust the Japanese motives and tried to stop them. It was a long and bitter battle, with the protesters claiming they were rammed and the Japanese arguing they deliberately got in their way, something Gilly disagrees with.
They directly rammed us. They rammed into the helideck and then came along the port side of the ship and rammed into us there also. It was quite daunting to think of Chloe and being so far away from her and not really knowing what was going to happen while we were out there.
A statement from the Japanese embassy said that various acts of sabotage by Sea Shepherd have resulted in reduced amounts of scientific data collected and directly threatened the lives and property of research fleets and crews. Metti Alstrop-Sangiabani is an international studies lecturer from the University of Cambridge. She says part of the problem is that there's no restriction on the number of whales which can be killed for research purposes.
Many argue that the scale of the scientific program that Japan is conducting is such that it couldn't possibly all be for research purposes. To give you an idea, in 2010, the Japanese government issued permits for the taking of 1,400 whales in the Pacific Ocean alone. So most international observers are arguing that this is really commercial hunting under the guise of scientific hunting, and that Japan is therefore effectively exploiting a loophole in the International Convention for the regulation of whaling and is acting in bad faith.
In June, Australia will take Japan to court over whaling in the Southern Ocean. It'll be one of the most intriguing environmental court cases in years and will be heard by the International Court of Justice in The Hague. For 10-year-old Chloe, her mother's passion has now inspired her.
I want to be a zoologist or a vet because I love animals and I want to help them be common rather than endangered.
But proud as she is, Chloe says she doesn't want Mum to go away again anytime soon. Claudia Sabazis, BBC Radio Kent.